Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director with South Shore Arts, and my guest today is Chris Peters from Roccapelli Music Fest. Chris, welcome. Glad to have you today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell you what, I know you're with Roccapelli, and I know you've done a variety of things with Roccapelli. So can you maybe talk a little bit about how you first got involved, and what exactly is your role in this year's festival?
Sure. So I first got involved with Roccapelli as a musician, actually, in 2018. They were at Main Square in Highland, and I was looking for places to perform. And then I performed, and kind of as a little comment, I said to Joel Radajak, the president, I was like, hey, I would love to help out next year if there's anything I can do. And I was just expecting to set up chairs or tables or something. And then next thing I know, he has me on weekly meetings and calls, and he has me roped in with the whole board of directors and everything, and I'm helping with everything. So I was like, whoa. So I always tease him that I was like, I didn't ask for this, Joel. but I love it. It's great. So I've been, since then, I've helped with booking bands and doing production advances with all of our gear and getting our bands set up to have the best experience they can have, and helping with some social media stuff too, and on the marketing side. But yeah, a lot of the production stuff is my wheelhouse.
Wow.
And I've also performed each year too, which has been great. Mm-hmm. So they've allowed me to keep doing that. So that is what I mainly do with Roccapelli.
Well, I tell you what, you have to be careful saying to a president or a director at a not-for-profit that you'd like to help.
Exactly.
We will take
They're
you up on
put
that.
You to work.
All the way, without a doubt. And I'm sure they very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
So this is, if I'm not mistaken, the 13th anniversary of the start of the festival?
Correct, yeah. And I've only been here for about half of it, but it's been great to meet. As I mentioned it before, I was just thrown in and I met everyone, and now I feel like I've been with them the whole time. I like to say I have just as much connection to it as they do, and we all are working on this year-round. Every year, and it's great to still be here after 13 years and to keep looking forward.
Yeah, well, and I tell you what, it's putting together a festival like this absolutely takes a lot of planning, a lot of coordination. So, first off, can we get to some of the logistics? Like, you know, when exactly is this year's festival? Where can people find it? How do they get tickets? Things like that.
Yeah. So this year we are at Bulldog Park in Crown Point, and it is on August 24th, the Saturday. And I'm really excited because it's our second year in Crown Point. And last year was great. It was our first year there, and I'm excited to be back. And we are doing tickets. We did tickets last year, and it seemed to go pretty well. And so we're doing that again this year. And you can find them at our website at roccapellifest.org. And, that you can get them at the door as well. I think students that are 12 years and younger are in free. And there'll be a lot of things to do. Obviously, it's a music festival, so there'll be bands playing all day. We have, I think, 4 bands on the main stage and then 3 on the side stage in between each act. We have food trucks and vendors. And Roccapelli t-shirts and merch, a lot of stuff, other charities that are there and promoting themselves. And it's just going to be a great day for the whole family.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it. And this goes, it starts at 4 p.m. and goes till 11, if I remember correctly?
Yes. Yes, okay. Starts at 4 p.m. and goes till 11.
All right. And Bulldog Park is such a great new facility, without a doubt. And if I'm not mistaken,
oh, yeah.
You're actually playing again this year or participating again this
year. I am. And I'm doing a little different thing that I'm used to. I have my own artist project as a solo performer. And this year I am performing with my vocal jazz group called the Bean Tones. We all formed in Boston, Beantown. And we've had some, I actually live in Los Angeles now with them, and we're all coming back for it. And we've had some success posting some, we've had a couple videos get a couple million views and stuff. And so Joel was like, hey, let's run off of this and let's get you to perform here. And we've had some like jazz and rock fusion before, but this is the first time we'll have like a proper like full straight up swing jazz group at Rockapelli, which will be fun.
That will be exciting. So another reason to come out and check that out, see Chris Peters and his group from Boston. So if I can just ask one last question, and that is Rockapelli obviously puts this on, but they do a lot more. Can you share about a little bit more about, you know, some of the community services that Rockapelli provides?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So we do this whole festival to benefit other charities, first of all, and every year it's different. And then in addition to that, we also have a program called Pelly Play, which grants scholarships to students in the region and the area who are going through a difficult time or can't afford music lessons. And it keeps students learning and staying in the arts and staying with music, even if their family is going through a rough time. And so year-round, we are taking applications for that and fielding interviews with the students and their parents and getting them set up with teachers in the area. And at our festival, we actually will do a Pelly Play recital to kick it off.
Wow.
So every year we do that. And, yeah, that's our main focus. Year-round, besides the festivals, we're looking to help keep kids in the art, you know?
Well, you know, come out, support the arts, and take in some fantastic music at the 13th annual Rockapelli Music Fest, downtown Crown Point at Bulldog Park on, again, that is Saturday, August 24th, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, Chris, thanks for joining us. Thank you to everybody out there listening for joining us on Eye on the Arts Radio. It's been great chatting with you. And join us again next week as we'll be back highlighting more arts people, places, and events happening throughout the region.